In today's gospel, we hear from the Sermon on the Mount, and Christ gives us three images of the church, of his disciples. The first is the salt of the earth. It's what seasons and gives flavor to the earth. The second is the light that illumines the world. And the third image is the city on the hill. And I think one of the things that Christ is trying to teach us is that the fact that we're Christians is not just for our own benefit. We are not Christians simply for ourselves. You know, there's a tendency in our culture to want to paint faith as something individual, something personal. You know, people say, well, just keep your faith to yourself. Whatever you want to believe is fine. Whatever I want to believe is fine. Just keep it to yourself. But that's not what faith is. And Christ gives us a very different image of what faith is today. That our faith certainly benefits ourselves. You know, our lives are richer and they're happier, and our relationships with others are better because of our faith. And it does grant us eternal salvation. But our faith is not only for our benefit, but for the benefit of the entire world. You know, our faith is what gives light and truth to the entire world. And I think sometimes people don't realize how dark the world can be and how prevalent evil can become without Christianity. You know, if we look through history, there's countless examples, some more extreme, some less extreme. If you look at what the Spanish found when they first arrived in the New World, when they first came to Mexico, they found the Mayan civilization, an entire civilization built upon human sacrifice. They would go to war, not to conquer territory, but to capture people so that they could publicly offer them in human sacrifice to demons in the form of serpents. That's what they found. You know, that is how far human beings can go astray without truth. And if we look at other examples, a once Christian land, the country of Russia, that was once a very solidly Christian territory. They allowed communism to take over and atheism to spread. And we saw some of the worst genocides in human history. Incredible atrocities under Lenin and Stalin. And the atrocities behind the Soviet bloc in Eastern Europe. Evil can spread so rapidly and become so prevalent without Christianity. If we look at some of the horrors we've seen in recent years from Islam, from the Middle East, keep in mind that territory was once the heartland of the Catholic Church. And if they had remained strong in the faith, we wouldn't be seeing those atrocities that we're seeing today. You know, the reality is that evil is not only a possibility, but left unchecked, human beings often tend towards evil because we're born in a state of original sin and we have concupiscence, the effect of original sin, which means within each one of us there's a tendency to sin. And so the tendency of human beings is often towards evil. And so we need Christianity to check the evil and to ground society in truth. And it's not just historical societies that we can see evil spread in. We see this playing out in our nation today. You know, if we just look at the recent marches in Washington, D.C., we had one march where hundreds of thousands of people from throughout the entire country came in support of the sanctity of all human life, the March for Life. And we see another march, the Women's March, where people gathered, and first and foremost on their list of concerns was reproductive rights, a.k.a. they want to behave however they want, and if they don't like the consequences, kill the child. And so you had huge crowds coming and rallying in support of death. And so we see light and darkness. We see good and evil at play not only within other societies, but also within the United States. And so every human society, our nation, every other nation, needs Christianity in order to prevent it from falling into darkness, to ground it in truth. We need people who are a light to the world. We need people in every walk of life who do not compromise with evil and who are willing to stand fast in the truth. That's what grounds society and influences other people, even if they're not Christians. It sets an example for them to follow. And so if we look at every walk of life, if we look at the media, it makes a huge difference whether there's certain people who are grounded in Christian principles who will teach the truth, or if there aren't those individuals, and you get media organizations that are promoting all sorts of evil, like we see today. In our colleges, we have faculties in many universities that have all sorts of atheists and people who are working to corrupt the morality of our young people as they go to college. It makes a huge difference whether there's individuals on those faculties who are grounded in Christian truth, who are willing to stand fast for the truth. In our hospitals, having doctors and nurses who are willing to make proper ethical decisions makes a huge difference. Teachers in our schools, people in different workplaces, even within our families, to have individuals within our families who stand fast to the truth and set an example for the rest of their families on the importance of faith and worship of God. It makes a huge difference, and we can't take for granted that a society is automatically going to respect human life, that they're automatically going to respect marriage, that they're automatically going to uphold Christian virtue, because chances are they will not. It's the responsibility of Christians to stand in the truth and be the salt of the earth. You know, we see good and evil playing out within our society today in all sorts of different ways. I was just overheard a conversation with a couple who they were Christian, they were not Catholic, but they had had a child. And it was a mistake, as they said. And they said, that will never happen again. It's like, could you imagine a mother and a father looking at their child and saying, that will never happen again? You know, that's a contraceptive mentality, that human life is a burden and something to be avoided, instead of recognizing that humans are created in the image of God. You know, darkness can come into our lives in so many different ways, and so it is absolutely essential that we have Christians who are willing to stand in the truth. Lukewarm Christianity is not good enough to stop the spread of evil. Lukewarm Christianity allows evil to spread, because when people are lukewarm, they don't stand up for the truth. And so I think a good question for us to ask today as we look at these readings is to take an honest look at our lives and to ask ourselves, are we conforming our lives to the secular society around us? Is the biggest influence and what we put the most effort in and the environment that we immerse ourselves in, is it television and sports and entertainment and all the secular ideas and values that are surrounding us? Or are we grounding our lives in the Catholic Church, the Scripture, and the sacraments? If we're not well grounded in the Church, in the sacraments, in Scripture, then we're not going to have the strength to be a light to the nations. And so a good question for us to ask is, what are we conforming our lives to? And I think within our parish, you know, there's positive signs that there's real vitality. You know, the numbers coming to daily mass are increasing. The numbers of confessions, the number of people coming to adoration. That's a great sign that people are grounding themselves in Christ. We have a lot of people who put a tremendous amount of time and effort into Vincent de Paul and other acts of mercy. There's a lot of positive signs within our parish. But there's also pockets of people who place religion at the periphery. You know, families who place faith formation and Sunday Mass attendance as secondary, or something they do if they have the time, rather than making sure their life is grounded first and foremost in Christ. In which case, sometimes we need to step back and reprioritize and ask ourselves what's truly important. Because the reality is, lukewarm Christianity is not good enough to stop the spread of evil. We need Christians who are absolutely strong and solid in the faith. And it's not just for our own benefit, for our own salvation, but the church, the world, our nation, and our community right here in Logan County needs people who are willing to stand in the truth. And so it's our duty to our fellow man to be witnesses to the truth and to be a light to the nations.